1-800-926-5657 to establish your...
Over there, who's 85 years old. I brought my fire.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are being dehumanized. We are being enslaved. We are being conditioned to not care about horrible crimes being committed against our fellow humans, scientifically by design, so that when we are abused, our neighbors, our friends, our communities will stand by and let it happen. We are being conditioned, we are being taught that it is okay to torture and to be tortured. That it's okay for the government to spy on you without warrants. That it's okay for police to wear black uniforms and masks. That cameras in schoolrooms and on street corners are normal. We are going from a state of incredible liberty and freedom and dynamic creativity into a rapidly evolving situation of total despotism and enslavement. A lot of things happened this week that really brought into focus a lot of the research and stories I've been working on over the last 13 years. And more when I come on the radio, on the weekday show or the Sunday evening abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, I realize that everything else I'm covering, all the other important news stories, like British and U.S. courts ruling that police can torture U.S. citizens. Yes, it's publicly a torture U.S. citizens and non-terror related, and it just is a footnote in the Buffalo newspaper, a footnote in the London Guardian. And I have scores of such articles. I have a stack of probably 30, 40 articles here in front of me, and they all pale in significance towards the root of all of this, the mindset of all of this. And that is eugenics. So today I want to go over some of the latest developments concerning the global government that's openly been announced, openly set up, and its openly stated goal of carrying out forced population reduction. And the fact that the general public has been sold on going along with this bill of goods, and that the general public, even if you're immoral and believe that 80% of the public should be killed, don't you understand you're going to be amongst that 80%? You're not part of the elite. I'm going to go over the latest news and break this down and talk about the biggest secret, which isn't really a secret anymore. It's now being pushed. It's being mainlined. It's being mainstreamed because they've built their world government. Now they're getting ready to go ahead with the end. They got their means, their world government, but what is the means to the end? They've got their system to carry this out. What is it they want to carry out? As they set up their world government and as they complete the final beta test of this and roll it out, this technocratic terror, as they launch this against humanity, what is it they're launching? I think that needs to be discussed. Instead of just getting caught up in kind of that eddy pool, that Groundhog Day of arguing, does the world government exist or is there a eugenics plan or you know, these silly childlike games where it's all in thousands of white papers and even on the news. But then when you criticize, they play the psychological trick and say, oh, you're crazy. That doesn't exist. Very, very silly. So we'll just bypass that mindless debate and get right to the facts that are in our face every single day now. Later in the show, if they can find it, did you guys find that promo? I was talking about from that local Austin show. Because I was driving in to do my weekday show from 11 to 3. I get ready for my radio show at home, and I drive into the office at about 10:30. And I heard a local show, which is I tune into because I'm on that station. We do the Sunday show out of it, News Radio 590, KLBJ, fine talk station, award-winning. And I even know both of them that do the show. I like the show. It's very entertaining, very well done. They're very talented. And more often than not now, lately when I tune in, they make little jokes about me, which I see as a friendly thing. I mean, they're even plugging PrisonPlanet.com. But in just a 15 minutes driving from home to work, I heard basically everything that frustrates me encapsulated. Everything that really makes me wake up with nightmares encapsulated. Because I want to warn the good people of this country, and I know I'm right. I know I have the documents and the legislation and the history, and I've done the research. But I also know it's so horrible what I talk about that I don't blame people for not believing me, especially because I get wound up and upset about it. But that's a catch-22. You're supposed to get upset about things like this. So we'll play the clip when we come back and then get into the actual news. But this is a real-world microcosm of this. The Austin police continue to shoot Hispanics and blacks in the back every few months in Austin. And regardless of which side of that debate you're on, it'll be a mentally retarded black man waving a stick at the cops, and the cop shoots him 15 feet away. Clearly no reason to do that. You know, there's this excessive force. And you see the stories around the country of an autistic kid, and he won't answer the cops, so they shoot him. Or they taser him, and they fall down and get back up and scream for mommy. It scares the cop. They gun him down. You know, regardless of which side of that debate you're on, that's going on here in Austin. And, you know, guys in the back of a car, they both get shot. The cops say, we thought they were going for a gun. There was no gun. But the media kind of leaves that out there and says, where's the gun? The media knows there's no gun. They know that's in the police reports. They know that's admitted. It's just they just keep that debate going about was there a gun so they don't have to say the cops are wrong. Cops said, we thought he was going for a gun. There was no gun. They'd be all over the news showing you the gun. And, yeah, this guy had been arrested for drugs a month before. Regardless, that doesn't mean you can kill anybody who's out at night in a car. Now, if you're going to get some Bluebell ice cream at midnight, you're going to get killed next. The issue here is this. I'm not discussing the police not having their squad car videos on. Of course, now they're having to admit they actually did, but they're not releasing it. They're now starting to have to come out because they're having trouble covering this up, and they're now having to admit he didn't have a gun, and they're now having to admit all this, but it's not about all that. That's not the issue. A caller called in and said, you know, they treat the blacks and Hispanics on the east side of Austin, Texas, and they have these, you know, type north, south, east, west, all over the country. The other side of the tracks, you all have similar stories in your towns or cities, that they treat them differently than they treat the wealthy areas. You know, in Miami, where it's mainly Hispanic, they treat the wealthy Hispanic areas differently than the poor Hispanic areas. I think it's more of a money thing, a class thing, because the police treat people that they know can sue them a little bit better than those that they don't. When we come back, I know this is kind of a riddle so far, I'm gonna break down this microcosm that illustrates everything, because the caller called in and said this is basically a eugenics program. Blacks and Hispanics are expendable. And the host made a joke going, oh, yeah, PrisonPlanet.com. Then a lady calls in and says, yeah, let's kill all the Mexicans. And she was serious. Stay with us. I'll explain it.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2009. Gold open this morning at 980.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,868.504.34 for the half ounce and 252.17 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,868.504.34 and 252.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, trying to fight the New World Order and this devilish system. We're fighting the people that trained the Nazis. The Nazis were a mere shadow of their mother, kind of like Grendel is a mere shadow of his maker. And who is the Beowulf to take him on? That is you, the people of this country and this world who have the dynamic human spirit made in the image of God. That is what is going to counter the New World Order. Okay, so I know about Margaret Sanger and the foundation of the modern U.S. technological scientific complex, the Rockefeller Foundation. It's all public information about their plan to kill all blacks and to highly reduce anybody else of color and to kill off most whites that could compete with them. That's their view. And I'm going to go over the evidence of that coming up here today. But the issue is, I'm driving along and I hear about, you know, this big debate about rioting that even happened a few weeks ago when they shot these two black guys, killing one asleep in the car. Rolled up, no loudspeaker, no lights. And yes, it's police policy to turn the lights on and say, you there in the car, get out, hands up, or whatever, if the police think that it's suspicious, and that's fine and dandy. But that's not the debate here. I'm driving along and I hear a caller go, well, they just don't care as much about blacks and Hispanics. You know, this is basically eugenics. They just want to get rid of them. And I think the host of the show rightfully got it. It was probably one of my listeners. And they said, really? Prisonplanet.com. Yeah, there's a plan to kill all the blacks and Hispanics. And I'm, okay, very funny. You know, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I got a thick skin. I've had Rush Limbaugh attack me. I've had big Democrats attack me. I've had national TV attack me. The New York Times and Bloomberg and L.A. Times attacked me last week. Got thick skin. It means I'm doing my job. And plus, I've shook both those guys' hands before. I've even worked with Pryor's brother. Nice guy. They were just having fun. It's a fun show. But then what came up next is what upset me. And they did counter this lady, and that's good. But see, they were experiencing exactly what I'm talking about, but that is in high places. The attitude of this lady is exactly what runs the New World Order. But she's a low-level minion who's being attacked by the very same eugenics program, but she's got this arrogant, uppity attitude of, yeah, go ahead and kill the Hispanics and blacks because they're all scum. They're all basically drug addicts. They all are gangbangers. They deserve to die. Abort them before they're born. Now, I almost called Friday when I heard this lady, because right as I'm getting out of the car, I hear her call in before I go in and do my own show. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. And I did go on the show and you know, mention it and cover some eugenics news. But then I'm driving in to do the show today in these studios, and I hear the promo of clips of the lady saying it. So I thought, well, this is perfect. I'll just play the promo their show. That'll, you know, kind of a win-win here, and mention what this lady was saying. See, to them, to the host of the local show, who were nice guys, it's so alien to think that people want to kill all the blacks and Mexicans and Hispanics, because they're not psychopathic killers. They're nice guys that run in marathons and have families and, you know, are funny guys. Well, see, guys, you got to grow up. You got to look into what I'm saying before you dismiss it, because what I'm saying is so hardcore and shocking, I don't blame you for not wanting to believe it. But you better understand that I have the evidence and I'm telling you the truth. And that goes for everybody else out there that can't believe what I'm covering and what I'm saying. Look, just take the challenge. The Taster's Choice, the Pepsi Challenge, whatever you want to call it. Take the challenge. Look into eugenics. Look into eugenics, Margaret Sanger, Hitler. Google that. Or IBM, eugenics, Hitler. Or Microsoft, eugenics, and prepare yourself. It's all them saying it. It's not me. You understand? Now, let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
I highly doubt that they're targeting the Evite or the Mexican community, but I kind of think it's a good thing if they did.
The Todd and Don Show, weekday mornings at 10.
It takes care of those damn thugs that are running around with guns, pointing them at the cops, and then our Chicken City Council gives them money. Let them abort those kids. That's one less gang member we have to worry about. One less illegal that's dropping a baby.
The Todd and Don Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Now, I've covered that. Now, this is only the news that I printed in 5 minutes. Right before showtime, I decided to go ahead and go in this direction because of driving in. I heard that promo. And I just printed these in 5 minutes. That means I searched the articles and printed them. I have like 8 of them here. How do these tie together? Bad CPS bill deserves a good veto. This article reports, and I've got the bill here, SB 1064. This is in Texas again, but it's happening all over the country. Because the globalists internationally write these bills and have their lobbies pass them locally. That CPS no longer needs a warrant, probable cause, anything. They can just come steal your kids without even telling you or a judge or anybody. Before, they would get these fake little family court things swore out by these judges that on CNN they report get campaign donations from the child kidnapping foundations that sell these kids out for $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 sometimes for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. And I had a senator on a few weeks ago reporting about how they have public bounties in Georgia for blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. This is on record. They literally go out, find an excuse, find a bruise on a first-grade blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl's leg because some rich family in Connecticut wants them. And in a couple of weeks, she's there. Mommy and daddy don't get her. Now, how does that tie into this? Listen to this. Obama's elite agenda, black abortion for profit. That's out of a whole bunch of mainstream news. We'll go over that. Another site, Planned Parenthood. Remember last year it came out that people would call up Planned Parenthood and say, yeah, I want to donate money to abort just black babies. And they start getting excited going, oh, yeah, that's what we're here for. Oh, yeah. And this week I'm going to go get all those clips again. I'm going to do a whole hour on this, maybe 2 hours on this. And Margaret Sanger quotes and the rest of it. And then how does that tie into the Financial Times of London headline of a week ago of billionaires meet in secret to promote world population reduction? See, how does all this tie together? I'm going to go over this in the next segment and then take your calls, but here is the issue. To the racist whites who have this attitude of, look, just abort the black and Hispanic babies. Kill all the children on the east side of Austin. And then I heard other callers this week saying the same thing. I mean, these are psychos. And this is an attitude I've heard from CPS and, quote, liberals over and over again is, well, we got to abort all these brown babies. Nobody wants them. What are you going to adopt them? It's funny. There are more requests every year for adoption than there are children. And they don't tell all these mothers, hey, go ahead and have the baby and then adopt it. No, they tell them, go ahead and kill that baby. But then if the woman goes ahead and has the baby, they then come in and try to CPS and kidnap the kid to keep it in the market. That's kind of like the big cartels in the 20s and 30s. This is on record, congressional testimony. The big companies that were shipping in heroin, opium, cocaine, Coca-Cola, that's why it's called Coke. They were losing their monopoly, shipping Coke and heroin in, so they made it illegal so they could use the police to knock out their competition and then jack up the price. Kind of like they don't want you knowing about how you can give your baby up for adoption instead of abort it, because they want to make sure the level of adopted kids stays down so they can kidnap them and get more money.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
No, things aren't what they used to be. Foreign offshore banks are using the government to grab General Motors, cut it up in pieces. They're selling almost the entire company to the Russians, the Italians, the Chinese, the folks down in Brazil. And you're paying for it as taxpayers to have the companies spun off. Saturn, Hummer, it's all being hacked up in pieces. Chrysler's going to Fiat. And you're paying to have it shipped overseas. It's like you pay with tax rebates to companies to leave the United States. So that's why Blackwater and Halliburton and all these big patriotic, you know, companies that had to have no-bid contracts during the Iraq war, you know, they're defending America. Red, white, and blue. So we'll go over all of that coming up as well. But it is June 7th, Sunday, June 7th, 2009. You know, let's talk facts here about how modern science that we know developed in the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th century, starting with Lord Malthus, Sir Malthus, saying that they needed to exterminate the majority of the British population and figure out how to spread plagues on them, how to put them in compact cities and kill them because the population was overpopulated. That was in 1750, thereabouts, that he first published. And then Darwin comes along and says the same thing, and then the social Darwinists pick up with that, and his cousin, Sir Francis Galton, comes out and creates the theory of eugenics, which the royals just loved, you know, saying the elites are better bred and the masters of the planet, and the mere fact that they're in control gives them divine right of kings, that they got in control. And most of the Wedgwood, Galton, Darwin family would die. Like, they'd have five sons and four of them would die because they were all intermarried. They were all marrying each other's first cousins because they thought they were the master race. So the scientific elite were all intermarrying for hundreds of years, just like the royalty was intermarrying. It's all delusions of grandeur. totally mentally ill, like some, you know, breed of German pointer dog that, or chow, you know, it's been overbred. Just endlessly breeding the dog till it just sits there in the corner shaking and urinating on itself and yipping and yapping with delusions of grandeur. That's who runs things. Just inbred filth. And so by the 1890s, eugenics is adopted as law in England, law in the United States, law in France and Germany, and even Mexico. And by 1920, 34 states in the U.S., it's law. The police drop by with social workers, and people would say, I have a right to a trial. I have a right to a jury. You can't take me because I'm poor and sterilize me. You can't. And they would so they set up family courts and health departments. It was a doctor in a lab coat that came. And so they said, oh, yes, you have a Bill of Rights, but not when it's for medical reasons. And then the local uppities in the towns would say, yes, sterilize that white trash and sterilize those blacks and Mexicans and Chinese. And on the books, they took a half a million white women. They took millions of blacks, but good records of that weren't kept. And they took the majority of the Native American population, still going on today. And they say, you want health care, we got to do a procedure. And they sterilize you. And then, see, a lot of people are listening right now all over the country going, yeah, there's too many people. Yeah. See, you've been taught that. And the issue is, what I'm going to tell you, here's the big kicker. You're being sterilized too, dummy. You're drinking sodium fluoride that attacks every gland in the body and attacks reproduction and massively increases cancer. Just Google cancer research, sodium fluoride. You'll be reading U.S. government documents in the 20s. That's where Hitler and Stalin got their idea to put it in the water. That's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II that they would put it in the water supply. See, I know you were taught to laugh about it. I know it's funny. Yes, you've been drinking a deadly toxin, a deadly sedative. That's why. But you've got enough of your humanity left to listen to me. Listen to me carefully. You can shake off the drugs you're on. They forcibly medicate you through the water. They shoot you up with the mercury. Don't believe me? Just Google 3 times increase in Alzheimer's after 3 flu shots. You'll see government studies. They've increased the mercury in the flu shot. So see, you're saying kill everybody in the black side of the Mexican side of town. You're saying kill, because they're all gang member scum. Just like you heard the woman earlier. But then you don't understand that when you really read the eugenics documents, they say, we're going to sell the well-to-do and middle-class whites on doing this to blacks and others, but our real target is them, the eugenicist view, because they are of superior bloodline and may challenge our hegemonic world dictatorship. So we have to actually target most, just like a farmer would do, you know, trimming the trees is the way they describe it. Bad sons, little baby trees coming up underneath the tree, underneath the crepe myrtle or the oak. We have to kill most of them and then select the only best ones we want for interbreeding with ourselves. So, see, you're driving around going, yeah, kill the Mexicans and blacks. But, see, you don't know. You've already been hit by, write this down as you drive down the road, soft kill weapon. And when you get home today, if you still know how to type that in, and you're not too busy watching sports and acting tough, soft kill weapon. And you'll read Pentagon documents. Silent weapons for quiet wars. It's a very quiet war what they're doing to you right now, what they're doing to me. And the technocrats and most of the minions who are even in on this think they're immune. But you'll always notice a research scientist, somebody involved at higher levels who's got a big piece of the puzzle and knows what they're part of but still believes in it, you'll notice nothing but distilled water, nothing but organic food. They've engineered these foods by design. Every major GMO crop has been studied, and they are specifically selecting it to create different interactions in the body that sterilize all rodent populations, guinea pigs, rats, rabbits, doesn't matter. And that's why women are going sterile, men are going sterile. That's a fact. You're being hit and hit hard. And I'm sorry, laughing and giggling about it doesn't change it. Men, that's why you're effeminate. That's why you look like women. Even if you try to run and exercise and lift weights, your testosterone's been massively reduced. You're under chemical and biological attack. That's why we're all turning in to ninnies. And the women are hyper-feminine, and that's why they're getting breast cancer, which is generally hormonally triggered. You can look at those studies. Now, having your breast rot off painfully and dying isn't fun. You might want to end all your fake liberal and conservative baloney ideology. Let me tell you something, the big secret. The real racists are smart, folks. They don't run around wearing white hoods and burning crosses. They act like loving liberals. That's why black high schools all over the country and elementary schools are called Margaret Sanger Elementary. I went to a predominantly black school in kindergarten by White Rock Lake. And it was Margaret Sanger Elementary. Big joke that her statues out front many of the black schools. It's a big joke. She called blacks subhuman that had to be exterminated. She called them weeds, animals. And you can read her famous letters to the big Procter & Gamble family foundation and the Colgates and others, where she's saying, yes, we've got to pose as if we're liberals that love the blacks, and we're going to break up their families and pay their women not to have men in the houses, and we're going to drug them, and we're hiring all these black leaders and black doctors so they'll trust us and take the injections. Oh, yeah, you can Google that and read it online, but don't just believe that. Send off to the different universities, the main ones in Missouri, and get actual photocopies of it from the library. Have that come in the mail to you and open it up from the university archives and read it like we did for Endgame when I made that film. And then know it for yourself. And then you get upset if you're a talk show host telling about this and you're riding down the road getting made fun of by other talk show hosts. See, because then it's not funny anymore. Then you're not in Kansas anymore. Then it's not all a big joke anymore. See? Now, when we come back, I'm going to keep rolling with this information, then your calls and a bunch of news on the economy and a lot more coming up. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Stay with us.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
So when you read Margaret Sanger and hundreds of other top eugenicists, you know, federal government chiefs, state governors, it's all their letters back and forth to each other and even handbooks they published for social working. Social working was founded to carry out racial hygiene, to spy on the community, to go around and kidnap people's children. That's why we always, you know, hear the stories about Hitler. Hitler would take Germans' children. The state would steal their kids, and Russia would steal people's kids. Russia picked up, the communists picked up the same eugenics plan, which was, again, funded by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds on record. I mean, if you just go to the encyclopedia, I don't just mean Wikipedia because it's inaccurate a lot, but actually what Wikipedia has on the Rockefeller Foundation is accurate because I've bought their books. I've actually read their minutes, the congressional testimony. But you can go to other online encyclopedias and read and then link through to the Rockefeller Foundation's own federal filings where it's all eugenics. The whole foundation's for eugenics. And how they funded the Soviets and the Nazis, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, how they funded the Human Genome Project at Cold Springs Harbor, the birthplace of U.S. eugenics. The head of it had to step down last year, remember? Dr. Watson, for saying blacks weren't human on the news. They're not trying to find out all your genetic codes because they want to be sweet to you, folks. They're finding out for race-specific bioweapons. As even the Austin American Statesman reported 2 years ago about Dick Cheney in a policy report saying we need to deploy race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. And the Austin American Statesman finally wrote a good story and said, why is Dick Cheney talking about wiping out certain races? And they even got weird African black leaders that go to these conferences and talk about wiping out most of the blacks. But I guess they get all this money and all this power from the globalists, so I guess they get off on it. I mean, this is serious business. And, you know, I read this a week ago on air, but I'm going to cover it again right now. ABC News covered it tomorrow. I'm going to play a clip of it where they describe them as superheroes and put David Rockefeller's head on Superman. I'm going to play that tomorrow on PrisonPlanet.tv so you can actually see it, not just the audio of it, dealing with this about, oh, all these world leaders met secretly at the Rockefeller Foundation at their university because they care so much and want to help African children. Meanwhile, you actually read what the Times of London, interviewing the head of the foundation for the article, they admit, no, it was how to reduce population. That's how they're helping the little children. And then you find out how they're doing it. It's breaking up their families, having CPS kidnapping their kids, drugging their kids. In my film Endgame, I have the head for the state for psychiatry testifying before the legislature. Representative Susanna Hupp, a great lady, She says, well, why are 68%? This is in the film Endgame. She goes, this is Texas testimony. They said, why are 68% of the foster kids on multiple psychotropic drugs? They said, they have bad genes. We're having to do this because they have bad genes. That's just made up. There's no test. There's no. They just say, oh, you know, we put two-thirds plus of the kids. 68% is over two-thirds of the kids on psychotropic drugs. Now, listen to this. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. Now, remember how Margaret Sanger and others, when you read her documents and her letters, it's all, we've got to make them think we're helping them and we're helping the children, that we care about them, and that we, and we've also got to run the equality groups and claim that there needs to be equality for blacks. This is how we'll get control of their communities. Right now, they've got their own stores, their own businesses, their own colleges. They're becoming wealthy. I mean, folks, blacks had 10% illegitimacy in the 1940s. They now have over 90% illegitimacy. Whites had 95% legitimacy. Now it's past the halfway point where less than half of whites' children are born into a two-parent family. You say, oh, attack one-parent homes. We're not. The issue is you're 3 to 4 times more likely to end up in prison or on drugs. The system knows that. We are homo sapiens sapien. We're meant to be in little tribal units with a man and a woman. You want to beat the New World Order, folks? Stop fighting with your husbands and wives. Team up. It's the family against the world. That's how the elites operate. But they teach you to implode your family so the state can have their way with you. And I have the mainline textbooks where they say the family belongs to the age of barbarism. I remember about a year ago I mentioned a textbook I covered on air that the University of Texas uses, University of Texas at Austin, for all their social workers, that says families are obsolete, belong to the age of barbarism, and are a disease. All family members are mentally ill. Families are mentally ill. Everyone needs to be reeducated. And people didn't believe me, so on the PrisonPlanet.com forum, hundreds of textbooks got scanned and put up all saying the same thing. It blew everybody away. It's always worse than I'm telling you. Now, listen to how this is all put out flowerily and nice. But this goes further than ABC News that just said, oh, the secret rich, you know, they had a secret meeting to help black children, but they won't say what they met about. And then played weird Super Friend music in the background with Ted Knight announcing them, the Super Friends and the League of Justice, with the heads of Ted Turner and David Rockefeller literally on superheroes' bodies. The average moron on fluoride and Prozac and shot up full of mercury watching that thinking, oh, they're meeting in secret for my own good. And they're only having to report this now because we keep exposing their secret meetings and making films about how they're meeting to carry out eugenics. My film, 2 years ago, released, Endgame, documenting it all. Now major news. Billionaires club in bid to curb overpopulation. Oh. And you actually read what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says they're doing with $80+ billion? They say it's for creating mosquitoes that fly out and bite people and then inject them with viruses to sterilize them. You can't make this stuff up. But when you hear on the news, oh, helping black babies. Oh, and Bill Gates' daddy's the head of Planned Parenthood. Oh, they got awards from Hitler and gave awards to Hitler. But they don't tell you that part. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation, America's richest people meet to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. Some of America's leading billionaires have met secretly to consider how their wealth could be used to slow the growth of the world's population and speed up improvements in health and education. And they admit the education to teach you not to have kids. And see, that's what the global carbon tax is. They brag that carbon isn't bad. We're carbon-based life forms. The planet's based on carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and sunlight. Those are the four ingredients. But by taxing that, they say they're going to shut down the amount of resources that are available to where you can't afford to have a child. This is why they have to bankrupt the world economy. Openly read the writings of the former Treasury Secretary. Henry Paulson's a big eugenicist. All of them are. This is a cult. And so stealing and thieving and setting up tyranny is all good because it's for your own good. At the end of the article, they say, why all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying anything they said would end up in the newspapers, painting them as an alternative to world government. Because, see, there already is a world government. See that little statement? They don't say there's no world government. They say, oh, an alternative to the world government. And it just goes on here to go over how they have to reduce the world's populations. Now, let me tell you how cold-blooded these people are. Let's say you believe that the world population has to be forcibly reduced by 80% as the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 and 1989 state. And that's conservative. Most of the, well, Dr. Pianca here at UT says forcibly, you know, use Ebola to get rid of 90%. But he at least is somewhat moral in his evil. He says, I'm ready to die, and so is my family. We all want to die. Well, Pianca, don't let me get in the way. You think there's too many people? You go first. Oh, but you have an important message to impart with all those biology students that write white papers saying you're too liberal. All humans must die. Yeah, just Google Dr. Eric Pianca, student PhD white papers, human parasites, and you'll read hundreds of published PhDs of people 5, 10, 15 years ago who, guess what now? You Google the names of the PhD students? Guess where I found out most of them work? Bioweapons labs. Oh, yeah, it's no big deal. They just write white papers saying, oh, I don't, you know, Alex Jones, in fact, that's how I first learned of it, when they were attacking me, sending me threatening emails, saying, read my PhD from 8 years ago. Dr. Pianca is a genius, and you just can't grasp that he's trying to save the Earth. Humans are a parasite, as you will see in my PhD. And then we post her little PhD. Humans are a parasite. We would be better off with total extermination of the human population. By the way, I work in a bioweapons lab now. And you can go look at her in a white lab coat. You ever seen 12 monkeys? They're throwing it in your face. It isn't funny. You understand me? What you're hearing is the most hardcore, key, on target, sinner of the New World Order information you'll ever hear. And the only reason you're hearing this is because they don't have total control yet. They can steer the planet, but they're not in control yet. But they almost are with their global government, cashless society. They're going to use phony carbon taxes and fake terror to do it. Stay with us. Second hour, straight ahead.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.